This is a DJBooth.net exclusive interview.
What's going on, y'all? It's your boy Z doing it real big with my boy from the NYC, in the NYC. Just released the brand new mixtape with Clinton Sparks, The Cons Volume 4. About to release that new album, Don't Quit Your Day Job, February 2007. Please welcome a member of the Good Music family, Consequence. How you doing?
What up, you? What it do? It's your boy Cos. What's poppin'?
Great to have you on the phone with me today. Heard the brand new mixtape. You, Clinton Sparks, Kanye West has done a couple mixtapes with them. Talk about this brand new Street Anthem album.
I'm real excited about the Volume 4. It's actually the first one that I did with a DJ. The rest of the Con series, I've really, you know, just manned it myself. Me and Clinton had met earlier this year, and we just vibed. Connected really well initially on me, and I did want to like do something special for Volume 4, being that it's, you know, it is leading into the album. I went up to Smash Time a couple times and we got busy, you know what I'm saying? I was like, oh, this might work, and I really think it worked. I really, really am proud of this mixtape.
You're talking about finish what you started. You started out underground and now you're finally on a major label about to unleash to the world your debut album off of Good Music and Columbia. To finish what you started, Consequence, what do you think has to happen in order for this to be a successful transition from point A to point B?
Oh, well, it's kind of already starting to happen. And, you know, as many people may know, I have a video out with DJ Khaled, which is called The Grammy Family. He's doing very, very well at TV right now. You can vote for it at 106andpark.com. And we got the next single coming out called Calling Me, which is first record on the Cons Volume 4. Actually, I just got off the road. I just finished up the 2K7 tour with Tribe Called Quest, which was very, very exciting. It was a beautiful experience. It was like deja vu, because anybody who knows me knows that 10 years ago, Beach Rounds of Light came out, and that's when the first time I ever, like, that's why I was, like, really featured to the world via the Tribe album, Beach Rounds of Light, and we had went out on a tour with the Booties and Busta Rhymes on a Smoking Grooves tour. So fast forward 2006, we back out on tour together, had my own set, came back out just on the Beach Rounds of Light records. It was a really great experience to be with the fellas again.
Tied in there that when you started off, you did a lot of stuff with the Tribe Called Quest. Q-Tip, one of the founding members of the group, actually your cousin. And Q actually has a song that I believe you collaborated with him and Andre 3000 and Outkast called Sexy. Tribe Called Quest, people are wondering, are they going to get back together? Are they not? You and them together, I would say, are probably most highly anticipated releases, if not of now, of 2007. Are you going to be doing some more stuff in the studio with them, or is it all about Consequence, the solo artist, right now?
It is all about Consequence, the solo artist, but that is my family at the same time, so probably can't look to see us doing something in the near future. They didn't do anything on this album, but I definitely spoke to Ali and Tip, and they, I definitely am trying to get them to produce something on the next record.
Well, you talked about the album title. It's called Don't Quit Your Day Job. First of all, what jobs did you have, Consequence, before you realized that rapping was going to be a full-time, lifelong thing? Did you just say, this is whack, I'm done, and you just quit right there on the spot, threw your apron in? What jobs,
Consequence? Yeah, I've been rapping pretty much since I was 12. I've been trying to get a deal since I was like 12. It did come a point in time where I did have a part-time job, and I worked two jobs in my life, and they both sucked. I had my own business at one point when I was like 14, 15, where I would do airbrush clothes because that was like really big and I could draw well during when I was a teenager. And I could still kind of sketch a little bit, but I'm not as tight as I used to be, but I used to airbrush clothing. So I did that, and then I worked in Roy Rogers. I flipped burgers.
Okay.
3 months after I did the Chase Part 2, which was the first record I did with Tribe, did that and went to the studio. Actually, after joining Tribe and losing my own solo deal with Tribe, which didn't work out, which had, you know, I had walked away from the group for a little bit, and then that was like really, really like a rehabilitation period for me, man. Like, I really got focused. I started picking up a lot of bad habits because of the music industry.
Yeah.
Being smoking, drinking, and strippers.
Consequence, for people not in the industry, you saying you had to get away from smoking, drinking, and strippers, they're probably scratching their head thinking, what is this guy talking about?
I mean, well, as fun as that sounds, I know as fun as it sounds, it's not a lot of room for fun when you're trying to do business. When you're trying to take that step up, sometimes you got to put everything to the side and just concentrate on taking that step up.
Exactly. And something that you took a lot of time on and is going to be out February 2007, Don't Quit Your Day Job. Who can we expect on there production-wise? I'm sure Kanye is going to be all over there. Who else?
It's a lot of new guys, hungry dudes like myself. Well, you do have Young Lord on there. He produced the former Hitman, and he produced Diddy and Nicole record, Come To Me.
Okay.
He did two records on my album, Kareem Riggins, who's worked with Common, and Jay Dilla. He did a record on my album, Kizo Kane and Devo Springsteen, who are good music producers. They worked on my record. I produced a record called Feel This Way, along with one of my close friends named Lowdown, which features John Legend, and that record is incredible. He got Kool-Aid from the Black Eyed Croatia, who did this, two records on the album, and a new producer named Kanai, who's also worked with Lloyd Banks.
Sure, definitely. Okay, well, you named some of the people that are going to be producing cuts on the album being released February 2007. Someone that you didn't mention from the Good Music family, who a lot of people are familiar with, but maybe not for their rapping ability, my man Farnsworth Bentley.
Nah, he's not on the album. But GLC and Really Doe are actually on the album.
Honest opinion consequence. What do we think of Farnsworth's rapping ability?
I never knock nobody hustle. I mean, yeah, it is what it is. You know what I'm saying? I'm a firm believer in everybody should get a fair shot. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you know, there's going to be naysayers. There's going to be people who like it. There's going to be people who just will never listen to Farnsworth rapping, blatantly being honest about it. You know, I mean, hear him out. Judge for yourself. That's like such a political question. It's like, you know, what do you want from me? What do you want me to tell you?
Consequence, is there a website that all of your fans and my listeners and viewers can check out to find out more about your upcoming album and your current mixtape, The Cons Volume 4, Finish What You Started?
Yes, it is. You can definitely log on to www.consmusic.com. That's consmusic.com. You can go to MySpace, www.myspace.com/Cons, CONS to the TOTHE Quince, Cons to the Quince. You can go to MixUnit.com and see the Cons Volume 4, of course. Go to www.ConsToTheQuince.com and also see that and much more as it pertains to the Cons Volume 4, Finish What You Started, and also my upcoming debut album, Don't Quit Your Day Job.
Well, that's what I'm talking about. You're not messing around. You got four different options for people to log on and find out about you. Not one, but four. I wish you nothing but the best of luck with the album dropping February 2007 and the current mixtape in stores online now.
No doubt, Z. I appreciate it, man. I thank everybody for their support of the Grammy Family video. Thank everybody for their support of the Good Music movement. I definitely thank everybody who supported and has ever loved the Consequence song or verse. And definitely come February 6th, you will not be disappointed.